came in for, it was not just that he filled the room. Eh? He shook the building. It was not enough. Are you with me? That he filled the room. People, they doubted in the days that he filled the room. He has to come and shake the foundations. Let them continue to doubt until you collect something that will shake the building. Huh? You know, when we say that we are earth moving machines, it's not a nomenclature, it's not a cliche, it is a possibility. Huh? Because the Bible spoke about men. He said that these men are them that turn the city upside down. That means when they come like this, they put their hand is always on the foundation. There is only one way you can turn a city upside down, a building upside down. Your hand must reach down to the foundation. You must have eaten something. Holy Ghost, help me and eat. When you put your hand there, you shake it. Babo. Wakaka. Akubaka. It will take time. Your family people will know that what is holding them is no more holding you. As of now, that you want to fly to the nations and bring deliverance. You don't know what is going on in my mind when I pray. I won't be the one to tell people that something has happened to me. No, men will look at me and they'll be testifying. I know that God will use you, but it's not like this. Huh? Now we get ready to level. Huh? Let the Lord make our feet strong and our shoulders heavy. I believe Jesus is coming soon. Ask me how. Is because of the magnitude of grace that is giving men in this season that are willing to labor. It is unusual. It's unusual. Sometimes when I stand, I feel it. I used to say the strength of 1,000, I feel the strength of 10,000 men. I know a little what men like Jesus and Samson felt. Jesus will pray until sweat is like as thick as blood. What mechanism? Because I know that's not biological. By what mechanism do you achieve that phenomenon? By what mechanism? At that juncture, you can't say that man is a human. Huh? Mortality has been swallowed up of life, and the possibilities that is given to him is immortal in scope. Huh? That is why his prayer was able to reach out to eternity and cause to come to pass the things that hitherto were impossible. Because when the scripture was testifying in the book of Hebrews, he said Jesus, he raised a strong cry to him that is able to save him from death, and he feared, and it was him that he feared. There is a place you pray into. Eh? Even heaven will have to trust on you to achieve their agenda. That's what many of you don't know. Many of your family, do you know how many people need deliverance? They are all sleeping. They are waiting for one anointed man of God to rise. When people say they are, where is Elijah? They are saying, in other words, they are saying we don't have the energy to labor into God. They are only waiting for prayer meeting, 10 hours prayer meeting. And they come the first hour, they do jingolism. After 1 hour, they escape. They'll be looking for where to lie down or something to hold. I mean, no, it's here. Here. I will find you. God anointed me to deal with you. He anointed me. He anointed me to deal with your laziness. You didn't hear me. God knew you were lazy. Eh? Then he anointed somebody like me and said, go and deal with Jasper's laziness. Yes, many of you are lazy in the spirit. That's why God anointed me to deal with your laziness. And then suddenly when the Holy Ghost begins to work, you will become a disciplined man in the spirit. Eh? Don't worry, I know what I'm doing. I'm afflicting you with body. Nobody can journey without body. Sometimes the Holy Ghost will ferry me into places and I will say, take me further or I die. We can't continue like this. How can you be satisfied? When my mother said that thing, and they said I'm now everywhere, that God is using me, I almost couldn't sleep. Do you know why? I said, indeed, that the standard of God has been brought low, and power has been taken away from the temple. Indeed, we are in the season of a cupboard. Glory departed. Huh? If it is true that somebody like me now is the standard, that what I've touched is what we've said, whoo, may God deliver us from that mediocrity. May God deliver us from that mediocrity. Even in the days that men, rebellious men, walked in the wilderness, the Bible said that they didn't change their clothes. Huh? They knew God enough in their rebellion to stay without drug for 40 years. None of them asked for drug. In their rebellion, they knew God enough. Huh. Let me show you something in the scripture. I won't call prayer point, because you will notice that one thing you will notice here is that both the person praying is looking for his life. Here is not the place you come and lead prayer. You know, you come and do jingle. No. If you are not praying, you are doing yourself. That is why if you have led prayer long enough, you are one of the things you will be angry with. Let this leading of prayer not mean I'm not touching something. Let's drop microphone. There is a way we pray here. You see people come up. The way they will be leading prayer, they will leave you for 15 minutes. They are sorting out their life. Don't worry, wait, we come. And God will sight through the city, and he can't see many people. And that is why darkness continues to persist. Huh? There is not much men that can bear on their shoulders the ark. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The ark was not meant to be borne by the cart. But men have devised systems. Huh? They have devised their ways to make the move of God, to make God to continue to move. God doesn't want method, he wants men. The ark of the presence, the ark of glory, is supposed to be carried on the shoulders of men. So irrespective of how much David was sincere, and he was dancing, when the thing was falling, Uzzah put his hand and he was slain. The ark must be carried on the shoulders of men. That's how you bring it to the marketplace. No ark on your shoulder, you can't bring God into the campus. He has to be born on the shoulders of men, not methods. We will pay the price. When we start praying, tell God, I will pay any price to carry the ark. Carry the ark anywhere. Our mentors have carried the ark long enough. Our ways have carried the ark. When will our shoulders carry the ark? It's so heavy. Because it can't stand on a flesh that is alive. We have to walk like a living sacrifice. Men are not willing to pay the price. That's why we groan the way we do. The things that is not of God dies a natural death. Because men come to the place in God where God puts hand on anything that is not his. Till no flesh will glory in his presence. 2 Samuel. I hear they are calling you prayer machine. You like this. They are calling you prayer machine. You like this. Say the truth. Are you not still struggling with prayer? You like this. It's all as you'll be doing that thing for. It's not for me. Many years I prayed, and Jesus came and told me he wanted to teach me how to pray. Do you know how many years?
prayer. You don't know what is prayer. The whole of kingdom economy is running on the resources of prayer. No prayer, no nothing happens. Anything we have ever done in the body of Christ that is not powered by prayer is an effort in futility. In fact, when Satan notices men are now willing to do many things without praying, he will allow them to do it because he will certainly hijack it in the middle. That is why we have come to the point where the things that is supposed to become salvation coming from the church, money we enter the church, the very money that would have made us to reach more people, will become the stumbling block. Benny Hinn came to Nigeria and gave men 9 million or how many million. That is the reason why pastors fought amongst themselves. And Benny Hinn couldn't hold the crusade again. Why? Men that have not died, no prayer, they touch money, you are gone. Kanemande kata, bando kata kande, bagrata kaba katande, shodia katia, banda kaba, kabadaka. Put your hands on me, so that my hands can come on my generation. Aye! Pray this prayer for just 3 minutes. If your hand will come on me, it will come on my generation. You are not praying. This thing you are doing is no prayer. Be desperate. Be angry. Says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. So, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Yeah.
to conquer. Come, oh hand of God. Katamba patia, ya, ya katatua, katatatatua, katatatatua, katatamba katatata, kata. Enter Michael, pray. Katamba katatata, come, oh hand of God, come. Oh hand of God, come, tata. Come,
okay, you are not praying. Thank you. stop praying. Kings chapter 18. What does not answer to prayer answers to what? What does not answer to prayer answers to more prayer. What if he can't answer to more prayer? What if he can't answer to much more prayer? There is no other way. If there is another way, Jesus would have told us. Paul will teach. And after some time, he will tell you, oh boy, I don't feel teach this one. Now make we just go pray. In fact, a time will come. He doesn't even have utterance to preach and teach. He will say, pray for me, that utterance will come. Utterance. One of the things that happens to you when you are a man loaded with burden is that you will have utterance. There is utterance in prayer. Yes, it's you that think your tongues or the interjections of language of understanding is not utterance. It's utterance. Just because all of us are praying in tongues doesn't mean it's ascending the same. There are men that their tongues in the spirit is loaded with diverse utterance, such that even heaven is willing to hear what they are saying. There are deep things I don't have time to tell you. There are a way that men pray, like the way we pray here. Even angels come to learn that kind of prayer. I know you don't believe it. Angels come to learn that kind of prayer. Because the model of priesthood that is finding expression through our life is eternal in order. It's Melchizedek. It came from the throne of God itself. So the creations of God have never seen it expressed in this way. So men became living epistle, living manifestation of the eternal order of priesthood. So God is teaching angels through men. It's not about us, it's about God. Because I need to tell you, and I've been saying it, that the day you prayed well, it was because the Holy Ghost helped you. Is it not true? So the Bible said the Spirit praying through us. In other words, we just offered him a body. And he's praying. Who is praying? Holy Ghost. Gamia, Talia, Sosa, Derekunta, Kataira, Paratash. Suddenly a man speaks in tongues and raises his hands to the heavens. And then the constellations begin to shift. Even angels will come and learn this new order. Huh? Because there must be something encoded in the utterance that have the capacity to begin to shift the cosmos. A man standing. And then they will think it's about special men, and then they will see another of men filled with the Holy Ghost, pressing into God. And then the energy they are generating is tremendous. Everyone, the least amongst them, is like David. Do you know the strength of David? It's like David, the man that never lost a war. David did not go to anyone lost, not one. He fought so much, he won all the wars, that by the time Solomon came, he didn't have any war to fight. David, and the Bible said that the least amongst us, the least amongst us should not lose any war. So the evil angels need to learn the technology by which weak men, mortal men that they know, the power of an angel can throw you from here back. You know that thing Apostle Elijah Adejo was speaking about? Some of us, in fact, any and everybody that is called to authentic apostolic ministry that have broken into the grace of his calling, because you can be called and you have not broken into the grace of your calling, then you are not that. Many times, it's not once, it's not two, it's not three times, it happens here. But it happens on the field. You can be speaking, and then an angel will pick somebody like this. Pick the person, throw him back. Like the one that happened at Otubo, the person lifted up to 4 feet. Heavy man, married man. Even if I send 5 people like you, you can't throw this guy like that. 5 people can't throw him like that. But an angel can catch you and fling you. But there is a way you enter into priesthood and begin to concord. You begin to concord. You know what is concussion? Concussion, that is why you need to understand the nitty-gritty of priesthood. It's beyond the fact that we pray in tongues. There are ingredients that is added in it. The only way you will understand this, my utterance, is if you are a pharmacist. How many of you are a pharmacist here? You studied pharmacy. Okay, you studied chemistry. You studied chemistry or something. There is what we call concussion. If it's in pharmacy, pharmacognosis. Pharmacodynamics. It means we have to check the rate at which certain constituents have the capacity to move. And we know the junction in the spirit where you can hit it with another bomb, and then we form another potent medicine that can be given to men to take. Are you with me? You know that if you take prayer in tongues for 30 minutes, that you have reached the point where you can add chant to it. And then when you conquer prayer and chant, it comes to the point where you can now add worship. Are you with me? Then you can now drink in the Holy Ghost. It's called concussion. Concussion. By the time you are through, God must touch one. Somebody that is dry in the spirit will be ministered to, because you are a skilled apothecary that know how to concord things. Somebody that is sick will be healed. Somebody that is being besieged by demons will fly out. But people that don't know how to concord, they think it's all about shebra. And demons will pray with you in tongues and leave. May demons not pray with you in tongues and leave. Many of the people praying in tongues in churches are filled with demons. That is why many people have said, if I don't pray in tongues, what will happen? It's because of the way men have belittled what is praying in tongues. Just because you are baptized and you pray, it doesn't mean anything. You need to know how to concord. There is a way you concord. Hot. Caustic liquid cocktail. When you drop it in a body, it washes you down. The only thing will remain is your bone. The flesh has been washed out.
chapter me cocktail. Lictic cocktail. I learned it from Dr. Paul Energy. He said that's what they use in medical profession to wash down some stuff. Before you know it, you will know that the spirit is educating you on that path. You will know. You will know. Something will be telling you that as I'm praying now that I'm increasing in height. You will know. Somehow there is a witness in you that is telling you that these tongues now is increasing your height in the spirit. And because you are intelligent, you don't do any other thing. You maintain that flow of tongues. Maybe what made you to increase is
fire.
Don't change. Stay there.
Fire. 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 Fire.
Do it for 5 minutes. And then you land. I say it's concussion. I'm teaching you a miss. This one now is a miss. I'm saying all the things you are saying. They are not monosyllabic. They are utterances in the spirit, having capacity to shift men in dimensions and measures. So much so that even angels have to learn how men are shifted by just mere utterance. What is important is that the Holy Ghost is teaching you how to pray. He's teaching you how to mix. Were you a chemist before? Your uncle is a chemist, your auntie, who is a chemist. But you have seen where they are mixing drugs. And they bring paracetamol too. Bring vitamin too. Are you with me? Bring pain relieving drug one. They have looked at you, your own is not serious, so they add one for you. But so, for some of us that is serious, be adding 100 milligrams. Add 100 milligram for me. Give 10 for Jasper. Give me 100. It's only 100 that can cure me of the pain of burden that is laden in my soul. Only 100 milligram. For some of us, 500 milligram. For some, 1,000. That is the only way that the sickness that has afflicted your soul as a result of burden can be cured. The pain is much. Sometimes it seems as if my heart will fall out as a result of how much I'm in need of God. Except I take 1,000 milligrams. So the pharmacies, the pharmacy in heaven, they already know my face. When I come, they say, don't give this one 50 milligrams, give him 1,000.
Tower.
Spirit, you take over. Holy fire burn upon my altar. Holy fire burn upon my altar. Come, Spirit, you take over. Holy fire burn upon my altar. Holy fire. Holy fire.
Hey!
Holy fire burn upon my altar.
Fire, fire, fire.
Holy fire. Holy fire. Holy fire burn upon my altar.
Hey!
Holy fire. Holy fire. Holy fire burn upon my altar. Holy fire. Holy fire. Holy fire burn upon my altar. Holy fire burn upon my altar. Come with me, Spirit, you take over. Holy fire burn upon my altar. Holy fire. Holy fire.
Holy fire.
Holy fire burn upon my altar.
Chapter 18. You cannot pray like this and not have your Bible. Open your Bible. Open your Bible. Open it. You can't pray like this without opening the scriptures. Some of us, the reason why our parents are struggling is because the days they are supposed to sort out their life in prayer, they were doing many things. If somebody sees this young man tomorrow, in the next 5, 7, 10 years, say, ah, is he not this young man? He's my age mate now. We went to secondary school together. You are a fool. Oh. The guy took 5 years to sort out his life. 5, 10 years. The reason why you are, your parents, people around, they are here is because they didn't sort out their life. I was listening to a man of God. He said, some of us have sorted out our life many years ago. When he said that thing, I heard it many, many years ago. I felt this man is just exaggerating. But I found out you can sort out your life. When you meet that thing later in life, you can say in the name of, you can come tomorrow and say, your wife will now be pregnant and the baby want to die. You say, my child can't die. Try it. If you have not sorted out your life, try it. The child will just die. Your pastor, everybody will be praying, the child will die. Do you know why? The The people that is making that kind of declaration, Bishop David Oyedepo that said it, has been praying and fasting. He did 30 months fasting before he started ministry. 30 months. He has been praying and fasting for years to the point that now, when his child is about to die, or his own is anger, that irrespective of the fact that I have secured the destiny of this young man, he still wants to die. Are you seeing the basis of his faith? That was the substance of his faith. But you have not done anything. He said, the Bible said, and I decree and declare. I decree and declare. Just like Apostle said, the demon will knock you on your head. Just like a young man, a pastor, a music minister, was ministering. He was dressed like a man of God. Who is dressed like a man of God? Where is your suit in the morning? He was dressed like a man of God. So when demons began to manifest, they have to call the person that looks like a man of God. And the choir director came out and they told him to cast out the demon. He said, I bind you, come out in the name of the demon is in a lady. Oh, you know this kind of story. The demon said, even you, others, if others are casting demon, even you too will come and be casting you. Are you not the one that got down from Chinenye's bed? Sorry, let me not coach you. You got down from Cynthia's bed and went to. When he was calling names and locations, you know, demons can walk a word of knowledge. They started calling names and locations. The man of God, he said, I bind you, stop talking. The demon now, a young lady now use backhand. Bwah! And here, tough, and blood was coming out. Since that time, if you tell him to cast out, if he sees where they are even casting demons, he will follow another path and pass. Because the reason why you are misbehaving is because you have not encountered wicked spirits in heavenly places. They measure their effectiveness is measured by how wicked their works are. The way you know how good God is by how good his works are. Is it not true? You know how powerful a demon is by how much wickedness that demon can rot. So they said the demon made. Have you not seen such demons causing sicknesses? One person, we went to Richter, one person is suffering 8 things. Is it not true? One man, 8. And I need you to know that different sicknesses are caused by different demons. Even though one demon will bring the sickness in, but it will open door for others. So if you don't fight Satan, he will come as cough, then come as headache, then come as catarrh, then come as stomach, then come in the waist, then come as arthritis, then come in the eye, then come in the teeth. A day will come, not one piece of your body is whole. If your body is not paining you, Satan is not happy. That's what I'm saying. I'm telling you. If you are free like this, you don't know. If Satan is seeing you on the road, you don't know how angry he is with you. Maybe because things have not become good according to the flesh. Satan is angry. There are some of you he has held down with addiction. For 5 years, he has said, this one, we have connected his destiny with addiction. Pornography and masturbation, and suddenly you wrestled like Jacob and came out, and then you are delivering people. Satan is, if he sees you on the street, you don't know how angry he is. That's why sometimes he will come and choke you with guilt, choke you with something, to know if he can bring you back. He needs to hold you again. He needs to hold you. And some of it was deliverance. You love sleep so much. This my God. And God delivered you from the demon of sleep. I know you don't believe that there is demon or sin. It's on, you are your own. Now, I'm the one that said it, so don't believe. Are you with me? Don't believe. Try it. You will be sleeping like a fool until they bring the movie that you like. You will not be awake till 4. That is to show you that sleep was never your problem. Try it. If you say, have you tried night with you? Huh? Try it consistently, 2 hours for 21 days. The day you didn't pray is not because it's not. Because there was one time I was saying, sleep, no, they dream me praying the night. Sleep, until I added fasting. If you have not eaten in 24 hours, believe me, you won't sleep more than 3 hours in the night. Have you done 3 days dry? Huh? You need to do it. When you do it on the second day, are you hearing me? You will find out you need energy to sleep. You don't know. You need energy to sleep. The reason why you sleep and you say, it's been 5. Jesus, forgive me for oversleeping today. Don't start from telling him to forgive you for oversleeping. Start from telling him to forgive you for overeating. When a man overeats, he oversleeps. I'm here to see a man that fulfilled his destiny oversleeping and overeating. It's not possible. I don't mean born again or prayer. No. Even in life. Yahoo boys don't sleep in the night, in case you don't know. Some of them sit on that laptop for 18 hours. There is no food for lazy man. If you see a lazy man eating, take the food away from the man. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Look for lazy men. Take the food away from them. Are you a lazy man? We need to collect food. Before you eat, ask yourself today, was I lazy today? Be a good judge of yourself. If you are lazy today, don't eat. You are not hearing me. I said, don't eat. May my voice come in your dream and trouble you when you want to sleep unnecessarily. This my guy doesn't want to say amen. No, I will come. Many people here can testify to that fact. And when I appear, this is the best way you can see my face. Believe it or not, this is my smile. I think God knew that I will be a military general. That's why he gave me this smile, so that people can at least accept me small. Because if it's not for this my smile, you'll be very far. Because what is happening to me is opposite of this smile that is on my face. That's how I hold Satan. I will take him up, hit him on the ground 7 times. It's not just that I will defeat him, I will make sure that all the things he took from me 14 years ago will be recovered. It's you that is rejoicing at one Satan. No, I'm not interested in winning him. I'm interested in collecting back everything he has ever collected. How can he just go like that? Have somebody been beating you in primary school and suddenly you grew up in secondary and notice you have added more weight than him? And then he fought you. The way you will beat him, you'll be beating him for all the trouble he caused you in primary school. Bring your nose. Boom. The way you are beating the person, he will know it's accumulated anger. You are not as angry as me. How many of you have set and stolen something from you? Stolen something from your mother? Stolen something from your father? I was looking like this and devil was stealing my father's ministry. Stealing his health. You don't know why I'm praying like this. One day I was praying, I said, for everything that set and stole in my family, I will collect them at least 7 times. It was in one of those days I prayed to a point in the spirit, fasted, did night vigil, and God told me that what is coming on me is sevenfold of my father's anointing.
When you catch the thief, you get raised at least 7 times. That's what he will pay you. The problem is, did you catch the thief? He will pay at least 7 times for the damages he has ever caused. It's the law of restitution. One of these days, in these 50 days, I will teach you people the law of restitution. It's in the scripture. When you catch the thief. The problem is, when will you catch the thief? Let me show you something in the scripture. Verse 45 of 1 Kings chapter 18. Oh, and a storm standing behind. Come and be sitting where I'll be seeing. Come and sit here. Bring your Bible, bring everything. Is anybody sitting here? Come and sit here. So that the breeze of this thing that is happening, before it will reach you that place you are, you would have closed. 45, look at it. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. Where is your Bible? Verse 46 now said, let's read together. 1, 2, ready, go. You didn't get this thing. Go back to the next verse. Go back to 45. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode. Ahab was riding on a chariot. And you need to know that the king's chariot is made up of the best horses in the whole country. I hope you know. Yeah. That's where Ahab was on it. And he rode and he went to Jezreel. Men like Elijah was not troubled. He was not troubled that people has gotten job. He was not troubled that some of them have even married. He was not troubled that they have finished school, they have gotten admission. He was not troubled that they are millionaire. He was not troubled that many people are now gathering to their ministry and all. He wasn't troubled. Eh? He knew that all a man needs in this life to get to where he needs to get to is what? The hand of God. And men that rode on the fastest of chariots, it will seem as if they have been wasting their time all this while. Eh? My brother, we run on our knees. Not on fast cars. Even when we fly, we still fly on our knees. Verse 46 now said, and the hand of the Lord. And the hand of the Lord. Hush! The hand of the Lord, the hand, he came on Elijah. If you will pray for 2 minutes, the hand will come. Like he came on Elijah. The hand! The hand! Ah!
the handle, the handle, the handle,
hey,
the handle, the handle, the handle.
When you are through with digging, when you come to serve everybody, then we can be showing it on the camera. You can come and say, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say after me, thank you, Jesus. They won't know you came out from.
Mm-hmm. Your own is not loud. If you do it well, they say, they will ask in your family, did they bring cow? Been wondering where this sound is coming from. No, you don't. Your family people have not told you that this kind of prayer you are possessed. Somebody told me recently, they were telling her that you have entered the court. How can a young lady bend like this and be doing? And then sweat is coming out, smoke is coming out, fire is coming out. They will tell you, come and pray in the language that we understand. Anytime they tell you, start praying in Hausa. If there are evil people, pray in Hausa. Are you getting the point? If they say they don't understand, they ask them, are you with me? Whether an Hausa man understands Igbo language, does he mean God doesn't answer their prayer? What is God's language? Say, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and life. It's after me. Is your generator that is in the spirit that just came on?
Baba. Baba, baba, baba.
It's not their fault that they are riding. You see this bike at Inewu now. You see those small bike. You know it's good. But I saw one power bike. The height is like this. Even this, the sound is intentional. They gave it that kind of sound so that it will be intimidating. It will come and pass and do. If the thing pass here, even you will open the window and watch. How can you pass and demons won't know? If I begin to mount up in the night, no, they will be aware. They will know that I know the sound of this. Those days, if my father has a bike, if he's at that junction down, ask my siblings, all of us. Even if there is 100 bikes coming, we know the sound of our father's own. Amidst all that, we know the sound. I say, heaven and hell know the sound of your thunder.
Boom. Boom.
So that they will start running on time. You think Satan likes me to pass? You have not heard the story. When we went to Otubo, and in less than 1,000 meters distance between the hotel and the venue, 62 witches said they are coming for the meeting. They are coming. 62 witches are coming for me. When I told my brothers, all of them were laughing. Do you know why they are laughing? It's what you have eaten. There is a way you eat something. People are afraid. Now, they are afraid though, but their fear was for the witches. They are not with me. Now, when witches are coming against you, you should be afraid for your life. But the fear was for the witches. Because you can stretch your hand and fire will burn a witch like this. Thank God the vision that we saw was that they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Me, I can't determine what will happen. No. Filled with the Holy Ghost or born with fire, it is them that will determine. I'm not against any. I'm not against anyone. Anyone you want, is either you take the Holy Ghost or you take fire. O ye witch, choose one. Holy Ghost or fire? What chooses thou? Oh, ye witch! Holy Ghost or fire? What do you choose? Your offer, sir. Holy Ghost, fire. Is either you drink the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues or you collect fire. 62 wishes. We are not bothered. Those days, me and Ugochukwu will go for program. We will kill witches and we are tired. There's one who finished one at a level. They now took us to another level. For 30 hours, one day, 6 hours, we were fighting. I can't carry you to program now. Because if I carry you there, it's trouble. We'll save you first. The kind of arrow they are shooting there. We need brutal men. I don't need to tell him what to do. Once he comes in, he knows that this is not the place to come and lie down on the bed, to come and check your comfort. Ask him now, sometimes he's on the bare floor so that you won't sleep. But what you saw was the suit we wore. But men came from bare floor, on cold floor. That is the only way you can see witches and kill them. If you sleep on the bed, they will fan you and bite you and give you a mark in the body. And you wake up and take your bath and the thing will be preparing you. When will you get tired?